Bring thy son here. Luke chapter 9, verses 37 through 42. One can hardly read this passage without being moved by the pleas of a father's desperate cry for his son. This child, which should have been a source of pride and contentment, had instead been used to bring continual sorrow and pain to the heart of a loving father. Now, in the presence of Jesus Christ, he despairingly cries, "He is mine only child," and then a spirit taketh him. Finally, the spirit will not leave him. Sadly, he reports, "I brought him to your disciples, and they could not help." Having found no remedy or relief, he says, "Master, I beseech thee, look upon my son." And with those words, healing and deliverance are set in motion. Jesus instructs this father to bring thy son here. During Jesus' earthly ministry, there are times when he would go to a home and administer healing, and other times he would heal from a distance. But Jesus purposes to strengthen and restore the soul of this man to his privileged position of father. So in spite of the severity of the son's condition, the father is commanded to bring his son to Jesus. This means that for a moment, the father must leave the Savior and the comfort of his presence and go get his son. Faith has come and hope has been renewed. We do not know the state of the child when the father reached him, but whatever it was, the father had been strengthened and given all of the power he needed to bring his son to Jesus. Luke recorded that the evil spirit takes him, and he suddenly cries out, and it tears him so that he foams again, and bruising him hardly departs from him. In spite of this, the father and the son are on their way to Jesus. And as he was coming, the demon threw him down and tore him. The spirit is doing all that he can to cause the father to let go of the child. Nevertheless, the humiliation, strain, and pain of the moment does not deter the father of his goal to see his son well. Tiresome though the journey may be, regardless of how many times he had to stoop and pick his son up from the ground, the father kept on moving forward to Jesus. With each struggling step, the son was closer to healing and deliverance. Moved by compassion for the father and stirred by unfailing love for the child, Jesus Christ commands, "Dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out and enter no more." And with a final protesting jolt, the spirit came out of him. Jesus healed the child and delivered him again to his father. This passage offers hope to anyone who finds themselves in a desperate situation and teaches all of us to never give up on and stop believing for the loved ones that are near and dear to us. This is Velma Jean Sanders with God's Word Alive, godswordalive.net.